Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's For Women. You are not 9 to 5 and neither are we. Conveniently open online 365 days per year, 24 hours per day.
A brand new series set in West Cork is coming to Netflix. It's been made by the production team owned by the Obamas, would you believe? It's called Bodkin, and actor Clodagh Mooney-Duggan is in it. She's an Irish actor, that is. Clodagh, good morning to you.
Good morning, how are you?
And congratulations on this fantastic new series that you're featuring in.
Yeah, thank you. I'm really, really over the moon. I'm delighted.
Now, tell us what about Bodkin. It's an unusual name.
It is. It is. So Bodkin is actually the name of the town. So what it is a group of podcasters and an investigative journalist go to this town in West Cork called Bodkin to investigate three people who have gone missing.
Union Hall doubles as Bodkin, isn't that the real life?
Yes.
Union Hall in West Cork, proper West Cork.
Proper West Cork, yeah. They just kind of put Bodkin signs over the street signs.
I presume because it features podcasters stumbling into a cold case, there must be some comedic elements to it, I hope.
There is, yeah. So I think the tagline is based on a true story overheard in a pub. So it's kind of a dark comedy, like, look at kind of small Irish towns.
Very good.
And how people kind of hold secrets very close to their chest.
Tell us a little bit about yourself, Clodagh, before we get into the how the show was made and so on.
Yeah, so I was born in Wexford in New Ross.
Yeah.
And I got into drama maybe when I was about 12 or 13. Fell into it kind of by accident. I started in a youth theatre called County Wexford Youth Theatre. And I was there for years. And then when it was time to go to college, I went to the Gaiety School of Acting. And then I was there for 2 full years. And then I've been kind of tipping away ever since graduating, which was about 10 years ago now.
They produce loads of successes, and now of which you're one. It must have been hugely exciting to get the call and to be added to this Netflix company.
Kind of unbelievable, yeah. There was a few steps to it. I did an audition online over video, and then I did another one through Zoom because it was still kind of in COVID times, and met the director, Nash, and then got the phone call. I was over the moon. I still am.
Well, even the timeline you're giving us there shows how long it takes to put something of this size to put together.
It does, yeah. I mean, filming wrapped, I think, at the very end of October in 2022. So just to kind of do the edits for the full 7 episodes would have taken about a year and a half.
Have you seen the series yourself, by the way?
I've only seen bits of it. So my first time seeing all of the series, all of the episodes, will be on the 9th with everyone else.
Oh, right, okay. So you give us kind of the tone of it there. It's kind of a comedic thriller, really. Three podcasters investigating the cold case in this lovely coastal town. When it was being filmed, the production design people, and I'd imagine something with Netflix is of an order you wouldn't have seen before because of the budgets they have.
Yeah, I mean, it was just wonderful. A lot of the sets that they built like an entire pub, and they built an entire like B&B all inside kind of warehouses in Dublin. It's just the most incredible machine. Everyone is so talented. And there's also, it appears on Samhain, like the night of the celebration, and there's just puppetry, and how they created the celebratory nature of the town is stunning. It's a beast unto itself.
So they use warehouses in Dublin to build these sand stages that look like the innards of
an
Irish country town.
Yeah, exactly, in Ardmore Studios.
Wow. And who do you play in it?
I play a character called Mary. Mary is, she's a mortician, firstly, but she's kind of, she's sarcastic and spunky and a kind of a little bit, like there's wildness to the eyes, but she's also very loving and caring, and she's got that lovely duality as a character.
A wild mortician. All right. that easy for you
to? I was born to play.
Is that right? Okay. What kind of research? Did you have to talk to anybody in this macabre profession in order to slip into this role?
I did, actually. I spoke to an undertaker who was a woman. We met on set one day. It was just fascinating to learn, well, firstly, kind of the mechanics of her job, but then how she got into it and what her day-to-day looks like. It was just fascinating. But yeah, I did speak to a mortician to get into the role.
Yeah, well, it just shows the amount of work that you have to do to do this kind of thing. Bodkin,
yeah.
We noticed, it's an unusual name, by the way, Bodkin, isn't it? It is made by Higher Ground Production Company, and Barack and Michelle Obama are obviously the force behind that company. Do they have any involvement at all in what they make?
Yeah, I think they do. I think they have an awful lot behind the scenes. Now, we didn't, I wouldn't have met them when I was filming in Wicklow, but I think they do have quite a bit of involvement in it.
It's so unusual, though, isn't it, just to think the Obamas are behind this show set in West Cork, sort of comedy murder that's going on.
Kind of unfathomable. Isn't and like it? The image of them sitting down to watch it is very entertaining in my brain.
And particularly in that professional capacity and sort of critiquing it and wondering, is this the right direction for their company? But they did get, I believe they sent some note, did they, to the cast and crew?
They did. They sent like lovely thank you notes after we had wrapped to all the actors and presumably the crew. So they were quite behind it. Mm-hmm. The whole time.
So you'll have to print out something there and hang it on a wall for sure.
And get it framed and put on T-shirts.
I believe you have embarrassingly proud parents.
I do.
Give them a shout out.
There we go. Yeah, Michael Duggan and Susan Mooney. They're, God love them. I'm an only child, so it comes with the territory.
Ah.
But yeah, they are.
I love how you're not embarrassing them back either. <That's>
Yeah, I know. I would never. No, they are. God love them. But no, it's lovely. They're just very proud and delighted. I suppose because it's been such a long trek. You know, I've been doing it since I was 13. So
yeah,
it's
lovely. You're steeped in this profession. We know now that you're featuring in Bodkin, which is coming to Netflix very soon. You also work in theatre.
I do. So I've kind of been doing both sides of it since I graduated. So like I've produced and I've directed, I've written, but I also work on the art side of it. So I'm currently working in the Axis Theatre as a front of house manager and a project coordinator. So I kind of work behind the scenes as well, getting shows together and projects together.
Is that something you just love? This, the theatre, the energy behind the scenes and the kind of anticipation before showtime. It's different every day, isn't it?
Yeah, that's it. Like once I kind of caught the bug for it, you couldn't get me away from theatre really. Mm. Seeing actors prepare and get ready and the buzz and then the audience come in, get their ticket, like the whole, from start to finish, I love it.
What's next?
What's next for me is I'm writing a show for young audiences.
Oh,
it's called Made from Paper. So it's going to be the Christmas show in The Mermaid.
Oh, brilliant.
For audience of 8+ in Bray. Yeah.
Lovely theatre, yeah. Made from Paper. And you've written that yourself.
Yeah. I've written that myself. And a friend of mine, Nessa Matthews, is directing it. It's about a girl who's made from paper. She can't go outside because it rains all the time.
Oh,
then she falls in love with a woman out the window, so she has to leave.
Oh my God, that's terribly sad.
Yeah.
But I'm sure something merry will happen since it's a Christmas play. And
I have until Christmas to make something merry happen.
Very good. And that's for younger people. How young are the younger people? Because some of us think we're young.
Yeah, well, we're looking at 8+ at the moment. It may turn into 6+.
Something for the kids. Brilliant.
But in the
meantime,
the kids.
We'll be watching out for the plucky, fun mortician down in West Cork, who's Mary, but it's Clodagh Mooney Duggan is the one to look out for. And that it's out on Netflix this week. They can enjoy it into the weekend. Bodkin.
That's it, yeah.
Clodagh, it's been a pleasure. Good luck with everything you do and enjoy
absolute
that
pleasure.
Life that you have chosen.
I will.
Exit stage
Thank
left.
Thank you very much.
Exit stage left. Thank you so much. 51551 is the text. Thank you, Clodagh. Good luck.
From the North, text studio, followed by your message to 80889.